Now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Talking in your sleep from what group, Shaylee?
Shaylee the Millennial.
Okay, well, Crickets. Never mind then. We've already started. Gen X versus Millennial on the show. And good morning, everybody. It's Jen and Truda, 806.
She's already been traumatized because she tried to stop at Starbucks and their power was out and she could not get
it.
No.
She's not okay.
No, she's not even human.
That's right? Horrible. That is horrible. All right, horrible. Time for another favorite game, Gen X versus Millennial. We have Shaylee in here, who is the Millennial today. Our Gen Xer is Jeannie. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning.
What year were you born?
1975.
Very good year. Me too. Perfect for Gen X.
Was a very good year.
Indeed. All right, so we're going to ask three questions to you about the millennial generation, Jeannie, and we're going to ask Shaylee three questions about the Gen Xers, and we're going to see who can get the most correct for a gift this morning. All right, let's start out with Shaylee.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Shaylee. Long before Glee, there was another TV show about high school kids at a fictional school for the performing arts. What was it called? This was a big TV show.
It was a big TV show.
Very famous theme song.
You want me to play you the theme song?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Yep. I mean, come on now.
Seriously.
She looks like she wants to answer. She looks like she has one on the tip of her tongue, like she wants to.
But I know it's wrong, so I'm not even going to say it.
This is not from Glee, but this was like our version of Glee back in the day.
Yeah.
Any idea what the show was?
This has nothing to do with Pitch Perfect, right?
Well, I have no idea what connection you're making right now.
Okay. Then no, I've got nothing.
I've got Fame.
Oh, that is a shame.
Which is in the song, Fame.
Yeah.
The name of the song.
I was going to say Flashdance, and I knew that was wrong, but I knew that was something around. Was that around that time period?
Thank
you for all humoring me.
That was a movie. This was a TV show.
It's the same thing, Jen.
Okay. Did not get that correct. Let's.
Okay.
You said Flashdance. That was your answer.
But I meant Fame.
Right.
They both.
I was dying over here because I knew the answer.
Right. Okay.
Could have given it to Jeannie for the steal.
Jeannie, to you, what does TRL stand for? TRL.
Seriously?
Yes. See, for Shaylee, this is very simple. For the Gen Xer, not so simple. TRL. I'll give you a hint. It was a show on MTV.
98 Degrees talked a lot about this yesterday. We had them on the show. They were big on TRL.
The Real Life?
No. Shaylee, the correct answer is?
Total Request Live.
Yep.
Ah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Over. Carson Daly.
Yes.
Carson Daly.
Shaylee, we're going to play a movie clip for you.
Oh, gosh.
And we're going to see if you can tell us what movie this is from.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
My best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend heard from this guy who knows this kid is going with the girl who saw Ferris pass out at 31 Flavors last night. I guess it's pretty serious.
Thank you, Simone.
No problem whatsoever.
What on earth was that?
And part of the movie title. She said part of the movie title.
All I got was
the clip.
Jen was afraid, like, oh, it's too easy because it says it in there.
I thought this was too
easy. You think a lot of things are easy for me, and they are just not.
My best sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend, who's from this guy who knows this kid who's going
with
the girl.
I heard was 31 Flavors, and I got focused on ice cream. That's where I went with that.
Jeannie, do you know the answer? Because your name is featured in this movie. Jeannie? Do you know the answer?
My name is featured. Is it Clueless?
No, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Jeannie.
His sister Jeannie.
My God.
Yes.
Disappointment City. Hello.
It's okay. I didn't know it either.
We just celebrated the big 30th anniversary of that movie. All right.
And my husband would have gotten it hands down because he knows every line in that movie front to back.
As do I. Okay, Jeannie, over to you. Name two shows that Paula Abdul has been a judge on. She's been on several.
American Idol.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And X Factor?
Yes. The first season of X Factor.
Was she really?
Yes. I had to look it up because I didn't remember her doing that. Yeah. She was also a guest judge on RuPaul's Drag Race, Dancing with the Stars, So You Think You Can Dance. Yeah. She's done a lot of stuff.
Whoa.
Paula Abdul. Uh-huh.
Professional judge Paula Abdul.
That's right.
Nice job, Jeannie.
And Shaylee. Long before Monster Energy, what drink did we have whose slogan was all the sugar and twice the caffeine?
Oh!
Jeannie apparently knows. We used to drink this at slumber parties. We would get a six-pack of this
and drink it at slumber parties. Oh, if I were those parents, I would have hated you.
All the sugar and twice the caffeine.
Oh, man.
Do you remember?
I mean.
Do you have any idea?
Surge?
No.
No, that was my generation.
Jeannie?
I have no idea.
You know the answer, Jeannie?
Oh, I thought it was Surge.
No. Jolt Cola.
Jolt.
Do you remember Jolt?
I do remember Jolt.
We would beg my mom to get that when we need to have friends over.
Don't they still make that?
Yeah, I'm sure you could probably get it.
It's probably illegal now.
I think they've changed the slogan a bit.
That's probably what it is.
All right, one more for Jeannie. We're going to play a song for you. You tell us, who is this band? Very popular, currently on tour.
I chime in with the haven't you people ever heard of. Closing a damn door, no. It's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of poison.
My 14-year-old niece called me and said, I'm going to see this concert this weekend. What do I wear?
Any ideas?
I'm
going
to have to say One Direction.
No.
Oh,
incorrect.
Man.
It is.
Panic at the Disco.
Panic at the Disco. Coming to Kansas City pretty soon.
Jeannie, we're going to send you and the family out to Schlitterbahn. Jen's going to be there today between noon and 2.
This weather's going to clear out. It's going to be fine this afternoon.
It's going to be hot.
You'll be all right. Not that you have to go today, but
right.
I'm just saying.
I'll be at work.
Yeah.
Well, take the kids on a day. You don't have to work and enjoy Verrückt.
Yes.
Sounds great.
It's our gift to you. Thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate it. Hang on the line for 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Good sport. The Gen X versus Millennial.
Shaylee, once again, I'm not surprised at all.
It was a toss-up
and you thought
today.
It was going to be easy.
Every time I write
it really
these,
is starting to hurt my confidence.
I think, no, that clip's too easy. That the name of the Fame is in the theme song. It says Fame.
But how would I know? No, absolutely not. You know what? I'm going to take you to my 2K, and I want you to just experience it and see what I go through every day with you people.
Do you know what's going to happen if I show up to see 98 degrees in O-Town?
You're going
to
love it.
Someone's going to say, oh, did you lose your daughter? Ma'am, are you looking for your children?
Your grandkids over here.
The show with Jen and Truda on KC 102.1.